T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All the time. This is 1010 Wins. You give us 22 minutes, we'll give you the world.
Good afternoon. This is the 1010 Wins News Flash for Thursday, the first day of August 2019. I'm Larry Mullins, and here's what's happening. The Bronx dad, whose one-year-old twins died when he forgot them inside his car last week, will not face criminal charges, at least not at this time. Bronx DA Darcelle Clark says she decided not to put the case in front of a grand jury at this point. Juan Rodriguez is due back in court on August 27th. A man broke his nose after being pushed onto the subway tracks. This is at the Broadway Lafayette station in NoHo today. Cops say this appears to be a random attack. Investigators say the suspect was acting erratically before the push. He also assaulted a second person on the platform before being taken into custody and brought for a psychiatric evaluation. More than 900 public school classrooms in the city have tested positive for exposed lead paint now. That according to new data from the Department of Education. More than 5,400 classrooms in almost 800 schools built before 1985 were checked. The DOE says the exposed lead will be painted over with the state-approved primer and then painted over twice more to prevent the exposure. A 35-year-old man has been arrested for allegedly spraying water on a pair of traffic cops in Queens. Video of the July 24th incident released by police earlier this week. Stephen LaRosa is charged with harassment and obstruction. Meantime, State Senate President John Flanagan says he's introducing companion legislation now as to an assembly bill which came out yesterday, which would make it a felony to spray police officers with any liquid. Jeff and Mackenzie Bezos have completed what may be the most expensive divorce in history. You hear about this? The Amazon founder now has a 12% stake in the company worth about $110 billion, give or take a couple of cents. His now ex-wife has a 4% share worth about $37 billion. She said she'll give away at least half to charity. And here's a creepy one. A woman in Tennessee says she came home Tuesday night and found an intruder in her North Memphis home. The suspect, a female, was wearing the woman's clothes, had cooked herself dinner, and helped herself to a bottle of wine. She's now got a new place to stay, in jail. 1010 Wins AccuWeather weather now. Partly cloudy skies overnight with a low of 71 in town. Mostly sunny tomorrow with a high of 84. Warm and humid Saturday with a high of 85 and some storms late in the day. Sunday, still warm, not quite as humid though, with a high of 88. For live and local news 24 hours around the clock, just say play. 1010 Wins.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.